In this country, we talk about the digital divide between the wealthy and the poor, but imagine trying to leap over the divide in a country where most people manage on less than $2 a day. That's what Rwanda is trying to do. In the next 15 years, the tiny African nation wants to propel its economy from war-torn to fully wired. From Rwanda, NPR's Jason Bobian filed this report.
The town of Nyamata is less than 20 miles from the Rwandan capital, Kigali, but the dirt road between them is deeply rutted, and the trip by car takes almost an hour and a half. 90% of the people in the area are subsistence farmers. Most have no electricity. But the government of Rwanda wants to make sure the people here aren't left behind by the information revolution. With the help of aid agencies, the government is promoting telecenters. Paul Barrera, who runs the telecenter in Nyamata, says local farmers, even those who are illiterate, benefit.
We have phone, a cheaper phone, so they can call at the cheapest price, and also they come for sending emails. Here I have the workers who can help them to read and send emails, even though they don't know using internet.
People can check email for as little as 25 U.S. cents. This center opened in October of last year. The government has set up 200 rural internet access points over the last year and plans to set up 200 more by the end of 2005. But providing internet access in rural parts of Africa can be challenging. While there are electric lines running to the Nyamata telecenter, the power fails regularly, so Barrera has a series of batteries that he uses as a backup. The local phone lines are terrible, so the center is linked to an internet service provider in Kigali by a wireless connection. Barrera says the center has already changed some people's lives. He describes one elderly woman whose two sons work in Britain.
So she comes here always to send and receive emails from the children who stay in the UK. At least every day has to get information and send information to her children.
Barrera says the local farmers can also use email or the cut-rate telephones at the center to check on prices for their bananas, avocados, and sugarcane. In the past, with little information and no means of communication, they often had to take whatever price buyers were offering. In a world accustomed to broadband internet access, the use of email by small-scale farmers might not seem surprising, but in Africa, what's happening here is unique. A survey of African internet usage in 2002 found that, excluding South Africa, only one in every 400 people in sub-Saharan Africa has access to the internet. And in most African countries struggling with development and debt and disease, there's little talk about trying to provide universal access. But Raphael Massi, the executive director of the Rwanda Information Technology Authority, says Rwanda is going to use new communication technology to leapfrog from an agrarian society to a high-tech economy.
By using the ICT as a tool, we may be able to modernize our economic activities. By the 2020s, we'll be having the society which is actually the information knowledge-based society.
The goal may be overly ambitious. A plan to distribute at least one computer to each primary school had to be modified when someone noticed that most schools don't have electricity. Now the computers come with solar panels. Also, most Rwandans can't read English or French, the two most common languages on Rwandan websites. But Rwanda is charging forward with its plan to become, as President Paul Kagame says, the internet hub of Central Africa. A private American company, Terracom, is laying a fiber-optic cable network between Rwanda's largest cities. It's also planning to offer wireless internet access in every corner of the country, something that's unheard of in Africa. Jason Bobian, NPR News.